As the number of active cases of COVID-19 continues to trend downwards, Vincentians are being advised to maintain their vigilance, as the COVID-19 pandemic has not yet ended. The advice has come from the Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John.
We're seeing a typical trend downward in terms of the number of cases that we're seeing, but we still want people to be mindful and take all the precautionary measures that they can take. I think it's really important for us to do that this time because COVID-19 is still around. About 2 weeks ago, we reported a death for COVID-19, and that is still very high among the unvaccinated population. So I think it's important for people to continue to do all their precautionary measures at this time. So right now in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we have vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines available. We have the Pfizer vaccine for children, and that's available for 5 to 11 years old. We do have some Pfizer available for those persons 12 years and older, and we have the Moderna vaccine. We're still in negotiations trying to get some AstraZeneca in the country, so we should be able to get some of that soon, and we would let the public know accordingly. But in the meantime, we're really encouraging persons to utilize the vaccines that are available now, as they are the best vaccines that we could offer. You know, as they say, the vaccine that's available to you is the best vaccine right now. So we encourage people to continue their vaccination for COVID-19 and also for all the other vaccinations that are required at this time.
That is Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. In the region, Jamaica has recorded a COVID-19 positivity rate of 6.5% after 12 cases of the virus were confirmed on Tuesday. The Ministry of Health said the cases were confirmed from the testing of 197 samples. Two more people have died from the virus in Jamaica, increasing the death toll to 3,288. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 declined by 9 to 110. 7 of the patients are severely ill and 2 are in critical condition. And on the international scene, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, has declared that the world has never been in a better position to end the COVID-19 pandemic. The WHO Director General was addressing reporters at a virtual press conference on Wednesday, where he delivered his most optimistic outlook yet on the years-long health crisis, which has killed almost 6.5 million people worldwide. He's urging countries to remain vigilant, likening the pandemic to a marathon for which the finish line was in sight, but it was time to run harder and make sure that they cross the line and reap the rewards of all their hard work. The WHO says deaths from COVID-19 last week were the lowest since March 2020. The availability of vaccines and therapies have helped to stem deaths and hospitalizations, and the Omicron variant, which emerged late last year, causes less severe disease. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update. We'll be right back.